And it's 6:19. You know, everyone gets the occasional joint ache or pain, but research shows that women are more frequently affected by it than men. And while our joints do become more vulnerable as we get older, there are things that women can do to maintain joint health and eliminate pain.
With us is Dr. Jeff Feinblatt. He's an orthopedic surgeon affiliated with Providence Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Feinblatt, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
Very well. Eager to hear the answer to this question about women versus men and joint pain. Why do women seem to be more severely affected?
Sure, yeah. Women do actually have a higher rate of joint pain, as well as pain that actually requires surgical intervention ultimately. And there's probably several factors that contribute to this. First of all, arthritis is the wearing away of cartilage, the cap on the end of the bone. And women have a thinner cartilage than men do. So they sort of start with less tread on the tire. Women also have less surface area in the joints. So if you imagine you're hiking through deep powder with snowshoes on, and you stop and take the snowshoes off, you sink into the snow. It's the same, you really have the same body weight, but now it's concentrated into a smaller area. And it's the same effect with less surface area in the joint. And lastly, we believe that there's a hormonal influence on the surrounding structures of the joint that may play a role in pain.
So what are the most common types of joint pain that women are likely to experience?
Really, I think of three primary types when I'm seeing patients in the clinic. The first is arthritic pain, real common. Deep aching or toothache patients often describe, and patients often get stiffness after a period of immobility when they've been sitting or sleeping. The second is mechanical pain. This really occurs when something gets caught in the joint. It's usually intermittent and stabbing, and patients will say it takes their breath away. And lastly, I think of something called synovitic pain, and this occurs when there's an inflammatory cause, such as rheumatoid arthritis or gout. In this case, the joint is real swollen and warm.
Isn't it fun getting older? At what age do you see these symptoms usually pop up in women?
Well, it really depends. So certainly the mechanical pain is more common in younger patients, arthritic pain, because its wear and tear is typically older. Of course, there's exceptions to the rule. Juvenile rheumatoid arthritis patients can come in incredibly young, real unfortunate. But, you know, as we age, these things are cumulative. So,
all right, so what can we do to help protect ourselves or even prevent the pain as we get older?
Yeah, so far and away, the most important thing that anyone can do is to maintain an appropriate body weight. For most people, this would be about what you weighed your senior year in high school. And that's, you know, that's a good distance for a lot of folks, unfortunately. But the good news is that simply losing 15 pounds has been shown to decrease the rate of knee arthritis. And along really the same lines, a good exercise program has lots of benefits, but maintaining overall strength helps to really protect your joints while slowing the loss of calcium from bones that begins for everyone around age 35. And the last thing I should mention is that many women, you know, wear like fashionable shoes, but it can come at a price. So in addition to higher rates of bunions and overall foot problems, high heels have been shown to increase the stress of the knee, and that might be causing arthritis.
Just about out of time, but tell us where Providence is giving a free talk on this topic for anyone who's interested.
Sure. So if you're looking for more orthopedic information, including information on specific joints, you can see our website at www.pdxortho.com. Again, that's pdxortho.com. And Providence series begins May 1st. There's more information about this at providence.org/women.
Dr. Jeff Feinblatt, an orthopedic surgeon affiliated with Providence Orthopedic Institute.